Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is September the 12th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Every day we take kids through these amazing stories in the Bible from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. And today we're going to do the same in the book of John, John chapter 13, verses 21 through 38. And then we're going to finish our reading in the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 18. Well, Jesus gave a new commandment. What do you think it was? Let's read and find out from John chapter 13. Now Jesus was deeply troubled, and he exclaimed, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at each other, wondering whom he could mean. The disciple Jesus loved was sitting next to Jesus at the table. Simon motioned to him to ask, "Who's he talking about?" So the disciple leaned over to Jesus and asked, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus responded, "It is the one to whom I give the bread I dip in the bowl." And when he had dipped it, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. When Judas had eaten the bread, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus told him, "Hurry and do what you're going to do." None of the others at the table knew what Jesus meant. Since Judas was their treasurer, some thought Jesus was telling him to go and pay for the food or to give some money to the poor. So Judas left at once, going out into the night. As soon as Judas left the room, Jesus said, "The time has come for the Son of Man to enter into his glory, and God will be glorified because of him. And since God receives glory because of the Son, he will soon give glory to the Son. Dear children, I will be with you only a little longer, and as I told the Jewish leaders, you will search for me, but you can't come where I am going. So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other, just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." Simon Peter asked the Lord, "Where are you going?" And Jesus replied, "You can't go with me now, but you will follow me later." "But why can't I come now, Lord?" he asked. "I'm ready to die for you." Jesus answered, "Die for me. I tell you the truth, Peter, before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny three times that you even know me." Wow. The new commandment Jesus gave for the followers was to love one another as he loves us. Jesus said that when we do this, the world will know that we are his followers. Loving others the way Jesus does is hard. It requires putting another person's needs ahead of our own. In a selfish world, that kind of love stands out. Love others just as Jesus does. Then the world will know who you belong to. This is what Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18 says. "Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against fellow Israelites, but love your neighbor as yourself." Wow. Well, we've done it again. We have spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing, in the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be here. Until that time, let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let his joy be our strength. And let's remember this, that you are loved. No doubt about it. Alrighty, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You guys take care. Bye-bye.